Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Don Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the Kansas Cotton Growers Association has been doing voluntary monitoring for boll weevil when they started growing cotton. The challenge that I had to sit down and visit with them about was, if you had a boll weevil, you don't have a foundation like all the other states that you could go in and treat that area. And as the acreage and the amount or the number of producers increases in Kansas and the cotton industry grows there, that's a viable concern. So the producers understood that, and they collectively got together, went to their state senate, and they got the authority that they could have a viable boll weevil program. That is critically important to the rest of the cotton industry, to know that we have that viable program there that has that authority to be able to treat if boll weevil were to show up again, which is, we definitely hope it does not, and it's not very likely, but it's a risk you don't want to take. This program helps Kansas get to where they are able to monitor for the boll weevil according to the minimum standards that the rest of the country is using.